So namaste. And welcome to this online retreat, this virtual retreat. And it's absolutely wonderful to be here this weekend with you all. And I'm really excited. I love retreats. Something amazing happens when a group of beings come together for the whole weekend like this to give our time, to give our energy, to give this concentrated satsang that's going to happen over the weekend. And it's important to note as well that the benefits of this retreat will continue to unfold in your life long after this weekend is over in terms of the actual physical event. So what you gain from this weekend is not going to be measured in anything we can put into the amount of hours, but something much more. It's going to push you further ahead in your awakening than could have been achievable for any one of us on our own. So there's something beautiful happening in a retreat. There's something wonderful that happens when we all come together like this. And really, retreat is, well, let's look at what we're retreating from. Why is it retreat? Why do we want to take some time like this that is outside of our normal way of functioning? What's the benefit of that? What are we retreating from? And what are we also retreating towards? And really, the easiest answer I can say is we're retreating away from complexity. We're not retreating from the world, although there is a small amount of that. But if you notice, the world tends to go with you wherever you go inside your own thinkingness. So we could be on the top of a mountain or in a forest or in an ashram somewhere and still have the world between our ears. Or we could be in the middle of a town or a city and have nothing much going on at all in our head. So it's really retreating from the firstly, the unnecessary physical activities that we don't need to do this weekend, as Maggie was saying, but also retreating from the accumulated weight of our knowledge. And we're going to be moving away from knowledge. I'm going to use these two words probably a lot in this retreat, just because it's how I'm feeling at the moment. Moving away from knowledge and moving into wisdom. True wisdom is effortlessly revealing itself to us if we can open this doorway to it. And there are a couple of things we're going to work on in this retreat to really open that doorway even further. No matter how much we've already accessed our real self, or maybe we're just getting started with that, we can always see more. We can always experience a deeper sense of who and what we are, a deeper sense of what is real, a deeper sense of peace, love and joy, clarity. And this wisdom that's going to come from a clear recognition of what we absolutely are in our hearts, what we are before the body, what we are even now, what's going to remain after the body goes. And the reason to come to recognize this, the reason that we're even in retreat, is to be able to embrace what we are in our deepest aspect, the reality, to come to have a seeing and a being of what our reality actually is. To do this, we're going to be moving away just gently from what we think we know and just developing a kind of attitude, really more of an openness, a curiosity, a devotion to what is real. And just to do that is going to begin to change things for us and massively change our life as we continue. So retreat is retreating away from the worldly things for a little while, just for temporary. But then also retreating away from the world that's between our ears, or all of the things we think about everything is really the world as far as we're concerned here. The conceptual world that we think about every day, the other beings that we think of, the other things that we want or need, all of that kind of comes together to make this world of concepts that is continuously sustaining itself and reinforcing itself, and that seems to disturb our peace. So each one of us is going to bring our own energy and have our own breakthroughs during the retreat, our own seeings, our own deepenings. There's probably also going to be some things arising, coming to the surface, some emotions, some aha moments, some releasing. And it's totally fine. This is a completely safe space to allow whatever wants to arise to arise. So we're just going to allow whatever happens in this retreat to happen. And as we just spend a weekend in authenticity as much as possible, if we spend a weekend residing as our real nature, in which we're not going to try to manipulate or control or change anything for this time, this weekend that we're together, and see what comes out of that. Just that very thing in itself is going to begin to change your whole, firstly your inner experience, but then your outer experience as well. And I always like to start a retreat from the end. Where would we like to end up at the end of this retreat? And why don't we start there now with the truth? The truth is that you're not separate to anything, that you are present everywhere all the time equally, that you are, and that it never was a time that you didn't exist, and there never can be a time when you don't exist, and that everything you will ever perceive and experience is your own self. Everything that has ever come into existence or will do is you, that you already are the omnipresence, the source of the universe. And this universe is appearing inside you, and that is what you're coming to realize. And if that seems pretty amazing or pretty far from what you're experiencing right now, I would ask you just to stay open, to be willing to see that something utterly, utterly beautiful about you. There is something amazing and magnificent about you. You are absolutely beautiful, and I am utterly, utterly in love with you. I have to tell you that I fell in love with you even though I don't know you, and I never can know you in a mind way, but I can be you. I can experience what you actually are, and I see what you actually are, and it is something that if I think about it too much, it makes me cry with joy. It makes me want to sing, and it makes me want to write poetry and things about you. You are the radiance, the sentience behind all of this, and you are so much more than any one particular form. You are so utterly free already that you are able to play with these ideas of being caught and then identifying with the body and then coming out of that and waking back up into freedom. And there is nothing that can hurt you or destroy you. There is absolutely nothing that can limit you. Having said that, until a clear and profound seeing has occurred, it will really seem that you're limited, that you're bound. So if we start from the end with this attitude of openness and willingness to see, an utter devotion to what's real, what's true about you. And the beautiful thing is, you don't even have to know what that is. You can be utterly devoted to truth, not to any particular teacher or teaching, but to truth itself, what actually is real reality, and have no clue what that really is. And that's the perfect stance to be in. I want to see what's true because it's true. And I don't have to do anything to make that happen. Really, if we're achieving anything in this retreat, it's just to come back to the simplicity, to the curiosity, to the openness, to the admittance of truth in that I don't know anything at all really about myself. I am only, perhaps explored my thoughts and my assumptions about myself, that there isn't anything really further I can find with my mind about myself. Not that mind is wrong, or it's the wrong way to perceive everything. It's just that mind is limited. We want to move into an experiential way of living as what we really are. To move into an open space of our real being, which is vast and formless. There is only the one being, and I am not outside of you. I am not separate to you. I am a voice arising inside you, and there are many other voices also telling you what you seem to have forgotten at the moment, just trying to reminding yourself of what you've always known somewhere deep down inside, that you aren't even a separate being, that there isn't any boundaries or borders for you, that what you are is absolute magnificence itself, a beautiful mystery that can only really be known by being it, by seeing it. So we're just developing humility in this retreat. Humility is perhaps not what we think the classic definition. Here I'm using the word humility. There's a recognition that I don't really know anything about myself, that all I can explore through thought is coming to know about myself, about the self. Humility says, well, I don't really know that anything is true that I've thought. And a curiosity then to see what is true, what is real, what is a whole about yourself already, a place where nothing needs fixing, a place where it's absolutely clear that nothing was ever wrong with you, that you never ever were a separate being or moved away from the divine, and there is nowhere to get back to. So this devotion as well to truth, this curiosity, openness, humility, they really all kind of come together to make this attitude of willingness to move beyond what we thought we knew, and this openness to explore, to discover, to begin to understand and experience our real nature. And you are, it's amazing that you're even here in this retreat, because to be on such a retreat like this means that your awakening is already progressing massively, that you're probably already beyond that point where anything can, where it's not going to happen in this lifetime. And really all we're doing here is speeding up that unfolding. There isn't anything for you to become. You don't have to even change into anything. You just have to come to see what you already are, and then to hold that up against what you think, what you thought was true about yourself, and to look at these old patterns and discard them in the light of what's real is really all that's asked of you. Every single one of us can do that. Every single one of us can be willing to question. So retreat is more of a way of being, an attitude, a way of holding your spiritual progress rather than at something we do or somewhere we go. And from that, we can begin to really move forward faster in our own understanding. And I'd invite you just for a moment to really ask the question, why am I here? And I'm really talking about, why am I in this retreat? What do I hope to achieve? And taking a look at that for a moment, perhaps most of us would answer that question with, well, I want peace, or I want awakening, or I want to deepen what I've already seen. Why can't you get that? What can get in the way of that? Is there anything at all that can get in the way of that? if you are already present everywhere all the time, if you're never really a separate being, what can get in the way of you when you want to see? What else is there that can obstruct you if you are all that exists? When the omnipotent self that you are decides it wants to really see its infinite nature, then nothing at all can stop that. Absolutely nothing. And when you're here because you want to wake up, you want to stop suffering, I'm assuming you want to find more peace, more clarity, more joy. And then to look at the other side of that, why don't you think it's going to happen for you? And are those things valid still? Can anything at all stop you from waking up to the truth? If waking up to the truth is more like looking in a mirror than having to do some process or become something else, what can actually stop you? It's really just coming to see what you already are and have always been. It's totally within your grasp to really see that you're not a thing at all, that you are something, you're not an object or a separate being, you're something so much more amazing than that. How does it change everything for you? How different would your life be if you could see, if you could experience that you're not separate from anything or anyone? That every other being you encounter is your own self. Immediately, barriers begin to break down there. Immediately, defenses around the heart begin to fall away because there is no one else to love except you. Everyone else is experienced as your own self then. And the natural outcome of that is love, compassion, and a harmony in your way of being. So we're not going to be trying to achieve anything in retreat. We're not going to be trying to get anywhere or become something. Let's just discard those for now. Of course, our mind may feel that those are very important things to do. But if we can orient ourselves right from the start, that we're exploring, that we're discovering, that we're deepening our seeing, those things aren't a doing, they're a seeing, an unfolding of our seeing. No matter how much we can see clearer, deeper. There's all there is to it, just a willingness to see. So with our orientation in the right place, with our attitude in the right place, we're just going to do a short meditation now to begin to explore what you are. We're just going to do a very short meditation where we can just spend some time sitting with this attitude of just coming to want to really see. And it's not an efforting, it's a curiosity. It's just an openness. Is there anything more to see about me? And that is the extent of your responsibility here. Just a willingness and an openness to see. So with all of these meditations that we're going to do, the seated meditations with myself, we're going to do some standing and moving meditations with Ian. But with the seated meditations, it's fine to sit however you want to or need to. It's a good idea if you can have the device that you're looking at this on at eye level. And we don't need to change that now, but if you can for the next session, is going to make it so much more powerful for you so that you're not looking right up at it or looking right down, so that we're kind of on a level together as we're talking like this. And you can close your eyes for meditation or you can leave them open. It really doesn't matter how you're sitting as long as you're comfy. Your physical body needs to be comfortable so that we can enjoy the most out of the meditation. And that's really all the guidance I'll give about any posture or anything, because I'm really not too big on that. It's comfort really overcomes everything else. You're going to find it really hard to have a deep and profound seeing if you lose the feeling in your legs because you're trying to sit in a lotus position or something. Some people can do that great, you know, and if you can, have at it. But for the rest of us, it's not so easy. And we don't really need to do that. It's just to be comfy. So we're just going to spend some time exploring this question as a meditative stance. And we can take this question as well into this in between sessions. So after each session closes, you can use this question that we're going to go with to just continue to explore. And just because the sessions, the formal sessions, were in between a session, we can begin, we still stay in that meditative stance. We can still be exploring. We can still be deepening. And just recognizing during those breaks, are we trying to get somewhere again? Are we trying to become something? All we're here to do is to explore, to deepen, and to see if there is more to see. So we're going to take this question, what is really here? Very simple question. What is here actually? All of us begin from our normal waking state consciousness where there's these ideas that I'm sitting in a room, I'm at this retreat and I'm listening to this person talking. And we're just going to allow this question to open up our experience. So every now and again, we're just going to ask this question gently inside. What really is here? We're just sitting with this question inside with an openness. Just an openness is all. And if you can only manage a small openness, that's absolutely perfect. Curiosity, maybe I haven't seen everything there is to see. And again, if you want to close your eyes, you can. It's entirely up to you. What really is here? Is there anything more to explore? Is there anything else to see? And just the asking of the question is all we need to do. And we don't need to worry if thoughts arise, if emotions arise, if the body, some energy or some emotion or some tension moves around in the body. All that can just be allowed, and your attention will go to thoughts from time to time. It's absolutely fine. This isn't really a technique. It's not a doing. It's just a willingness to explore. What really is here? What do I need to see about myself? Or if you like the question, what is reality? You can use that one too. And we're just developing an attitude of a quiet openness. And listening and waiting to see if there are anything else in this moment that we can experience. And we're going to allow whatever comes to come. Whatever moves can move, thoughts, emotions, sounds in your environment. These words can just float through the space of your being. Is there anything else about me? What else is there to see? And again, it's not a doing. Just kind of asking a question and then relaxing and open to see. We're not trying to achieve anything. What really is here? And there's no goal from this meditation. There's nothing that you need to have happen. There's no right or wrong meditation here. Just a very gentle question. As if the question and the openness are enough. What's really here? And thoughts may come and go. Mind may have its answers to those questions. It doesn't matter where your attention wanders. Every now and again it will spontaneously come back to the question. What else is there to see about me? We're just allowing whatever experience happens in meditation as an answer. No right or wrong answer. Just giving some space for this question. What is real about me? Is there anything else for me to explore about myself? And this is just a gentle way of exploring deeper into this moment, deeper into ourselves. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're not trying to become anything. You don't need anything at all to happen. Just the openness, curiosity, what is really here? What else can I see about myself? And whatever our experience is exactly what we're supposed to experience. It's happening exactly as it's supposed to. We're not even looking for an aha moment or anything like that. We're just open. Just spending some time exploring, discovering, rather than trying to get somewhere. And we don't have any agenda in this meditation. Question and the openness is already enough. It's already a successful meditation. You may just begin to notice that there is a quietness. There's naturally something quiet. Something that isn't changing. Something that is just here about you. We're not grasping onto anything. And even if we experience some peaceful states, we don't need to try to grab. If we experience some emotion, we don't need to push against. Meditation can be discovery and exploration. There is a quiet openness. That is present at all times in the background of our experience. What really is here? What else is there to discover about me? just this question and the openness. Are already the perfect meditation. Maybe there is more to experience about you than we can notice in our everyday experience. Just cultivating this attitude of curiosity and openness, willingness to explore. To stop traveling for a moment and discover instead. Doesn't matter if thoughts arise and attention wanders. It's totally normal. Just every now and again. Reminding yourself of the question, of the openness, there isn't anything at all we need to do. There isn't anything at all we need to become here. Only to be willing to explore, to discover. When we're willing to explore this question, what really is here right now? The question and the openness begin to have an effect upon our body, our mind, begin to just slow everything down. Just allowing us to dive deeper into this moment, deeper into ourselves, to the quietness that is our real being, our real nature, that which is already still, already peaceful. A place that doesn't need anything, doesn't need our mind to stop. It doesn't need to get anywhere. This quietness of being. is our essential nature. The more that we simply stay open, the more this quietness will become obvious, the more it will become noticeable, the more it will seem to be accessible. What else is there to see about me? There is a never-ending deepening of discovery possible. And we're not doing anything in this meditation. We didn't do anything. We just sat with this question. Just allowing what is usually in the background, what is usually overlooked, to be explored, to be seen, to be experienced. And after a while, you may not even need the question. Openness will just be happening. Just letting attention wander wherever it wants to. Naturally, attention will come back to this quietness. At some point. And want to stay there more and more. No matter how much quietness or restlessness or thoughts we experience, our response is always just to stay open, to see. Enjoying how it feels to be open, to be curious. enjoying how it feels to be not traveling somewhere, becoming something. Meditation then is something that we are being. Becomes a way of being with ourselves, with our experience. This openness, curiosity, discovery becomes more and more natural, more and more effortless, more and more our usual experience. So in a few moments, we will be bringing this meditation to a close. But I would urge you to stay in this openness. Stay with the question. Just gently, when you remember to remember the question. No efforting or trying needed. Just to gently remember the question when it occurs to you, and to enjoy as you're moving around how it feels to be open, to explore, and that meditation can be something that is continuous and effortless. Sometimes we'll be seated like this. Sometimes we'll be moving, interacting. But inside we can be always in meditation, cultivating this openness, this curiosity. And that we may never feel that we have a final answer to these questions. What else is there to see about me? Or what is real? Or what is here? And less does that matter, that we have some realization, just the deepening experience of being that question, of being open. Just the deepening recognition of that quiet space of our being, which is already restful, already totally adequate. So as we move into the break, take your question with you. If you enjoy the question, if you enjoy how that openness feels, stay with the question and see what you can explore.